Hey everyone, this is Todd Ima. All four of us are here, and this is a little bit of a different episode than what you might be used to. So we recently found out about some pretty shocking news. I think this is maybe the safest way to say it. It's kind of a really big deal, honestly. But as you all know, on Terrace House, there's that panel of six that we all love, one of whom is Tokui, who we talk about a lot on our show. He always comes up with some really funny stuff. But he did a very unfunny thing we learned in the past maybe 7 years, where he's been kind of evading his taxes.
Hooray!
Just so that you know, especially our American listeners might be confused about that, considering things and politics. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to pay your taxes.
Bad, okay? It's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's pretty especially bad all in Japan. Over.
So maybe he's just like, you know, tax is theft, so I'm just not going to pay him.
Yeah, tax is theft.
No.
But let's discuss the story first.
Taxes,
yeah,
y'all.
Let's break down the story.
Let's discuss the facts here.
Yeah, so let's break this down, right? So he started a company called Tulip Co. Limited, I believe. It started in 2009, and then from 2012 to 2015-ish, basically through a tax audit, they found all this stuff. But so for those 3 years, he did not report 20 million yen's worth of concealed income, which was a lot of like travel expenses, clothing expenses that he wrote off. Like they were personal ones, but he wrote them off as work expenses.
Entertainment expenses.
Yeah. Because he works in the company. Yeah. For this company, right? Which, by the way, he's the sole founder and the sole employee and employer of. He's just the one person.
And you know, it's not it's not uncommon. That's a common thing too. So that's not necessarily shady, you know, to have that going on, especially when you have kind of an unconventional career path, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, you're in certain tax brackets, and so you get charged certain ways. And he basically said, I read a few articles on this, but he said, "Well, I'm a comedian," and the way he rationalized in his head, "Well, I'm a comedian. I need to experience things to get material for my comedy and for my writing. So I figured traveling and doing all these things fell within that bracket." I just forgot to write it down once a year when it comes time for taxes. Yikes.
Yeah, just kind of less conveniently not remember to do that, right?
Yeah.
And from 2016 to 2018, that number went up to 118 million yen in income that he just happened to not report. At the point of this recording, he's held a press conference and he's apologized profusely to the masses, and he has paid not only all of the money he owes, but also an additional tax of 34 million yen, which all said and done definitely tallies up to like, I want to say 1.5 million-ish.
It's close
dollars.
To that.
Yeah. And I read something too that he had already paid that like at the beginning of this year. Did anyone else see anything like that? Like it's coming to the news recently, but it's been resolved kind of like a while.
It was
like
resolved
months ago,
behind closed doors. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wonder how,
but it's all coming to light now, and he's doing the deep bow. You know, you fucked up in Japan when you got deep bow for like 5-6
seconds.
So
I wonder,
it's bad.
Moshiwake gozaimasen.
If he resolved this that long ago, right? Like, I mean, taxes tend to be a relatively private thing. So I wonder how the public got a hold of it. I wonder if it was because like maybe it went through the police or something like that, and they had it in like a police blotter or something like that.
Do you guys get the sense they were trying to maybe, I mean, obviously he doesn't want it to go public, but do you think that he got the sense that he was hoping it got buried, and then when he realized that there's no way to hide it, that he had to publicly address it? What do you guys think?
I have no idea. I'm just curious as to how the news media outlets even got a hold of the story in the first place. I wonder what the whistleblower was on the information.
Whistleblower.
Or whatever we want to call it. The lead, so to speak. Because, I mean, obviously we know it now. It's very public, and he's had to apologize because it's hit the media. So I wonder if it was like someone brought it up, or he outed himself about it, or I mean, I highly doubt that.
Go ahead, Daly.
I mean, if I remember correctly, like tax scandals like these, like they do get a lot of notoriety, whereas I think that even if it's public information, it might usually get buried if it's not a person in the, you know, like public eye. But a couple years back, I believe someone that was behind an anime, I think. Oh yeah, Log Horizon,
the
creator.
I was gonna bring this up.
Busted, and he actually went to jail, I believe, for tax fraud.
So yeah, the guy's name is Daisuke Umezu. His pen name is Mamare Tono. So he writes this light novel called Log Horizon, which is another isekai. If you follow anime, you know exactly what it is. But essentially, he's been writing it since, I want to say, 2011. And it's been adapted into manga and two seasons of anime, I believe. But
it's not great anime. Wasn't my favorite.
No.
Yeah, it's basically Sword Art, but not bad. So anyway, he neglected to file 122 million yen in taxes from royalties over 3 years from when he started doing Log Horizon. So it's a pretty comparable number, right? It's pretty similar to what Tokubi's going through here. And he ended up, Tono ended up going through house arrest, not Yikes. Prison. He was put on house arrest.
With the anklet and everything.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Well, he still writes it, as far as I know. I believe the light novel is still going on. But he did lose
give you perspective, what kind of crime this is, like what kind of punishment might be expected for this.
The author, he lost all royalties to Log Horizon now. So if you buy a Log Horizon DVD or anything that's basically not the light novel, I don't believe he makes money off it.
That was part of his sentence, like, you can't make money on this anymore. That's really harsh. Dang, forever. That's rough.
And history has shown that the Japanese public and the Japanese consumer, really, they do tend to come down pretty hard on public figures for any sort of crime, really. I remember that when in the video game world, there was the guy who from Yakuza who got convicted of possessing drugs and stuff like that. And as soon as he got caught, I mean, they scrubbed him from the game, patched in someone else. They scrubbed him clean. Yeah. I mean, he ended up going to the jail, and I'm pretty sure possessing drugs and doing drugs is a way bigger offense than probably what this is, what we're looking at with taxes.
Cancel culture is pretty strong, it would seem, just on, what we've seen in the historics.
Yeah.
I read a comment on the subreddit post about this where someone said, again, this is coming from them, not my words, but they said that CEOs and the big wigs tend to get a slap on the wrist. They do an apology, they do the deep bow, and it tends to kind of blow over. But for Torrentos, which is what Tokui is, it's pretty much you're blackballed, you're blacklisted. They ship you off, they relocate you to a smaller city where you just basically sit around there and don't really do anything until you retire. They don't go so far as to fire you, but it's like being excommunicado in John Wick, right? It's like, might as well be you're living dead in a way. So it's pretty harsh because this reminds me of a crime. Wesley Snipes in the West got arrested for tax evasion. He went to jail. He doesn't really have much of a film career anymore. It is on the rise, but he was Blade, by the way. Wesley Snipes, Pastor 57, always been on black. But anyways, it's a different kind of crime and a different kind of punishment, it seems like, in Japan. They take it way more serious. It is a big deal,
right?
It seems
so. I think the big question, though, that obviously if you're listening to this, our listeners are going to ask is, does this affect Tokui's stint on Terrace House, being part of the panel, offering commentary? Are we still going to see Tokui on the panel? We don't know yet, right? So
yeah, so it's we're in this weird situation right now where for some of the show, because Tokui's on a ton of shows, if you only are familiar with him through Terrace House, he does a lot. He's part of a comedy duo. He's on similar panels for a ton of other reality TV, variety TV shows.
He's suited for it. He's good at it.
Yes. He's almost as good at it as evading taxes.
I will say this real quick. We might link this below. Maybe we should, because I'm bringing it up now. But there was a post very recently. Just today, actually, at the time of this recording, from Oricon News, that said that there are no broadcast changes for NTV4 programs like Chuto, Shibiari, and Deep Good Story. So it seems like it hasn't made too much of a dent in his appearances. But as far as Terrace House goes, they haven't made any announcements yet. Fuji TV has not yet. So it still, I think, is in play. We just don't know yet. It's this is a very fresh story for the public.
Right. So if Fuji TV and Netflix, because keep in mind, Netflix owns the Terrace House name as much as, if not probably more than Fuji TV, kind of, because Terrace House premieres on Netflix before it does on Fuji TV. Like, if you live in Japan, you can watch it via Netflix earlier than via Fuji TV. But yeah, we don't know for sure what they plan on doing with him keeping his four other appearances there. We could see maybe Tokui just gets a slap on the wrist and also loses like 150 million yen.
Yeah, pretty good lump sum of cash. Well, I mean, like we said, he already paid it back. So one of the things that like reading through all the articles about this coming out, I'm like, you know, it, someone as big as Tokui, who, you know, is famous and he's probably pretty well off too financially, you'd think he would have some sort of financial advisor that helps him out with doing taxes and handling his finances and investments. It turns out he does, and he just disregarded him from the sounds of it.
Yeah. So the theme here from all the quotes from his public apology, which that is that we'll get into that, but that's a thing in Japan when these scandals come out, you're kind of expected to make a public apology and do, as Jack has been saying, the big bow, the big deep bow. You bow and you say, "Moshiwake gozaimasen," I'm sincerely sorry. He mostly has put, I'm not going to say it as an excuse because I totally get this personally, but it was procrastination. He got lazy. He said, here's a quote, "I said I would do it, but I kept putting it off, though I had the intention to pay the tax. Due to my unimaginable sloppiness, a day passed and then a week and then a month and now 3 years."
So here's, okay, first blanket statement. Okay, I love this guy. I really do, personally, just from what I know about him on Terrace House. I really have very fond feelings about Tokui. He's one of my favorite panelists. He's super funny. I love his stories. So, you know, separate from that, you know, I think that I'm really just surprised by this because, personally, in what I'm reading, I just think that he is kind of sorry he got caught. Right. That's my take on this.
Yeah.
Because 3 years and not paying any taxes and then putting all this personal expenses on it, like, it's a very conscious thing when you put something on an expense like that. I don't know. It just seems like, yeah, unimaginably sloppy, unimaginably irresponsible, but also I don't think this was an accident either, you know. And tax evasion, you know, it is a white collar crime, but it's not a victimless crime. Right. I mean, everyone else is paying their taxes. Everyone else is chipping in. And, you know, he's benefiting from being a public celebrity, too. You know, so, I mean, and Japan is a collectivist society. So that's why it's even more big deal, I think, over there. So I am just disappointed by the whole thing. But I don't buy the thing. They're just like, oh, I was going to get around to it. I honestly think he's sorry he got caught necessarily. Maybe not sorry that it happened.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, here in America, if someone evades their taxes, like, we functionally understand from a legal perspective that, yes, that is wrong, that is illegal, can get you jail time. But there are definitely Americans out there who are, you know, thinking, but that's my money, right? Like,
right.
Because America is a very individualist society. In Japan, not quite, right? Like, this idea is, socially speaking, makes him look even worse than what you might be thinking if you're from America, for example. Like, you notice a lot of his apology here is specifically to the citizens. Like, he says here, quote, "I sincerely apologize for not being able to pay the appropriate tax due to my sloppiness and neglectfulness, causing great inconvenience to citizens who are properly paying tax."
Yeah, it's almost a crime against the public in a way, right?
Yeah, it's not just like, I'm sorry because I fucked up. It's, I'm sorry because I have done something irreparably bad for society.
He made up for it. He paid his fine, right? Mm-hmm. He's trying to make good. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I wonder how long this will continue.
Yeah, and I want,
if nothing ever came
up. And I wonder how it's going to be handled legally, at what kind of punishment, if at all, is going to come out of this. I mean, obviously there's got to be some sort of legal ramifications. I know he's already paid some sort of fee as well. I don't know if he's going to pay to bail himself out. I'm not sure of how that stuff works.
Him being off the show is not off the table either, too. We just don't know yet. It's too early. I mean, they're on a 5-week delay. So I guess Japan is going to find out in 5 weeks at least.
Yeah. So I,
you know, if he's on the show,
I
or
wonder
not.
If it's just going to be like an abrupt thing where if he does in fact get taken off the show, is he just not going to be there? Is it going to be like a goodbye thing? Is he just going to not be on the show and they're just not going to acknowledge it? They're just going to move forward. I mean, it's,
are they going to pull an Aunt? Are they going to pull an Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Just like they don't acknowledge it. Just another actor, and then they just call him Tokui.
Yeah,
like Tokui that, too. Bizarro universe.
But look at the way that they just handled. Like, there was like concern that it's like Yama's not going to be as nasty anymore because he got married,
right?
And it's like they had a whole thing in order to address that. Like, I really feel like that entire segment was less like, let's celebrate the fact that Yama got married, and more, okay, guys, nothing's going to change. Here's the concerns from the public. So I really feel like they're not going to sweep this under the rug.
It's too public. It's too public.
Yeah, the marriage thing, the concern was, again, I said it before, I said it again, it really surprised me, the concerns from the public when Yama got married. It was
pretty intense, strange.
Because Tokui is a main member of the panel. Like, I don't know if you guys remember back in the day with Boys and Girls in the City, there was the very little boy who is the boy prince for that early part of that season. Yes. I don't even remember his name.
Sure. No. I can't remember.
He just disappeared 1 week, and his fanfare farewell was Tori saying, oh, he had to go to school. That's it. Right? That's it. Like, but that's
adorable.
Kind of,
like,
never to return
to get back
again
to school.
Yeah. But nonetheless, that was like, I mean, that's a little unexpected, but okay, sure. Because he didn't contribute much anyway, and he doesn't seem like a main member of the panel. But Tokui has been there since almost day one. You know, he wasn't there early at the beginning, but he's core.
Here's something to think about with that, okay? Let's imagine a world, best case scenario, where he comes back, you know? He's welcome back to the show. He's there. It's got to color his takes from today moving forward. Like, he can't sit there and, you know, preach responsibility and preach being mature and preach doing what's right all the time. It's always going to be colored by this. I think by the audience that knows, that is savvy to what's going on in the background. So I don't see how it can't change the way he talks about things on Terrace House. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
My question, I'm gonna answer your question with another question. So say they're still okay with Tokui being on the show and they keep him on, right? And say they even go as far as having Tokui apologize on an episode of the show, you know, after, you know,
like
on the on the next recording that they have, the next recording session that they have post, I guess, PR crisis. Would you guys be okay with him still being on the show? Are you guys okay with it or not so much?
I want him. Yeah, I want him on the show. Okay. I want him back. I want to forgive him. He paid his debt, and whatever happens, you know, if he has to go under house arrest, if he has to, you know, go away for a little while, I do want him back. I don't want him to just be gone forever because of this, because he is trying to make good. He got caught, but he is trying to make good on it, it seems like. So it would be really unfortunate if we had another permanent panelist on Terrace House for me.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel that. And whether or not this was like if he honestly feels like the things that he says during like the public apology, or if he's just like, I gotta do this for the sake of PR, I feel like those public apologies in Japan really kind of put a nice point to close the situation, or at least move forward from it, because it's like, oh, they have acknowledged that they have done wrong, they have apologized, etc. Whereas like if this just came out and like he never said anything about it, I might feel a little weird if he was then like on the panel with that hanging over him. But I think we can move forward from here. I definitely think the show will acknowledge it, but I think we can move forward.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
If anything, I think it makes me feel weird about watching episodes pre this moment. Because, I mean, like, full disclosure, we were going to record our next normal episode of the show tonight, but we shifted over to covering this because it's such a big deal. But when I watched the episode of Terrace House and I saw the hot takes Tokui was making, I was like, that's cool and all, but at this point, like, you're still evading your taxes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this was a thing for the last 3 years, so I guess I've never known Tokui not evading taxes until today.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Right? When you think about it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a crazy thing, man. I mean, you live, you learn. The man's 44. You know, it's a lot of money, though, bro. It's just
it's a lot of money. It's a metric fuckload, some might say.
I don't want him off the show, man. I really like the chemistry they have. I think chemistry is really important with the panelists.
Yeah.
And so bringing someone into that group dynamic, it'll never be the same if he's not there. So I want him there,
yeah.
But
I mean, yeah, we don't hear enough from like Babazono to begin with. Like, I can't imagine like adding yet another person into that and then having that whole new dynamic, because the thing that they have, I think, makes, and we've discussed this in one of our very earliest episodes, like how key the panel is to the Terrace House formula. Mm-hmm. I can't really imagine watching like the show without those breaks and breathers in between mm-hmm. everything, where it's like, okay, let's talk about what we just saw for a
right.
Let's debrief.
And I think if you took, and I agree with you guys' sentiments, by the way, if he just apologizes, we kind of move forward and just keep going with the show, because I enjoy Toku's chemistry that much with the rest of the panel. I think if you took like a bar graph, right, of all the panelists, and you got their general like screen time or the amount of time that they're like kind of taking up, I guess, talking time with the panel, I think Toku would be in the lead for the most minutes. I feel like Toku talks the most out of all the panelists.
He's up there. Yeah, him, especially you, and Yama, him, the three oldest.
Yep.
Yeah, because he always makes up these weird stories, and we're like, what are you? Why
I
are
really
you?
Like that part about him, too. He's the only one that kind of does it. And him and you particularly have a great dynamic where they bounce things off of each other and they role play together, and it's so good. And they did that on the next episode we spoiled, too, which was a good moment.
All in all, I mean, granted, I know that what Tokui did was, I mean, it's pretty bad thing to do. I mean, take away, that's a lot of tax money and for a very long time. And I mean, he had it coming. If you're evading taxes for that long and in what seems like a pretty obvious way, you're gonna get caught. I'm kind of leaning on the whole hyperbole of, I mean, he didn't kill someone, I guess is what it comes down to. Like,
well, no, but I do think there's actually a little bit of validity to it, right? Because this, I mean, it's absolutely a crime.
Yeah,
right. For sure.
But it's not going to take away from me enjoying the show is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because it's not like, you know, one of the many NFL stars that, by the way, a lot of people still are okay with who beat their spouses.
That's much worse.
Like, that's a legitimate crime against actual humans. Right.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Like, emotionally, physically, personally.
Right. And they still have a job. But Tokui, he's apologizing, right? And you're right. It is a serious crime, but it's not a violent crime. If there was some violence involved in it, I would definitely have a different attitude towards that and my own thoughts. But, yeah, I think that he's doing what needs to be done. And I definitely think there could be a period of time where he might not be on Terrace House for a while. He might be suspended. He might have house arrest. That is
that
very
might,
real
possibility.
Yeah. How? So he might just be off the show, and they may or may not welcome him back. So we have to prepare for that. We won't know yet. It's too soon.
We don't know. I would watch. If Yama stabbed someone, I feel like that's just an eventuality.
What?
Yeah.
No.
The hell?
I get that. Yeah.
Wait, is he the Joker now?
Nani?
No, it's
you,
just like
you.
It's,
can you do me a favor? When you introduce me, can you call me Yama?
On that note,
I mean, I just think this is one of those things that it sucks. We might have to deal with some repercussions, but I don't think it's gonna end up ruining the show if he returns.
Yeah.
No, I want
to be okay, guys.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah,
I want
him
back.
A pretty valuable part of the Terrace House discussion. So I hope.
Yeah. And so, yeah, in summation here, we want to hear your thoughts. You know, drop a comment below. You know, we want to hear again what you guys think. Do you want him back? Do you forgive him? Do you hate him forever? Do you want someone new? You know, all opinions are valid and we just want to know. So let us know.
Yeah. Because it depends on where you are and where you're from and all that, right? But some people might be more forgiving than others, especially since Tokui has earned our goodwill for the past 3 years and such, right? So I don't know. That should wrap us up around here, though. if you are not familiar with what we normally do here, we normally cover...
It's not this. We ain't good at news.
It's not this.
Let me tell you that right now. You're feeling like the fucking E-Network, E-News Network up here.
Oh, what's happening?
Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Terrace House.
Lucky, like real talk, this was a very serious discussion, but it took us about as long as this episode is to get in the right mindset to record it, because we normally have a lot more fun on this show, and we like to, because we normally just watch the actual Terrace House episodes, dissect them, do a deep dive, give hot takes, maybe cold takes, but yeah, we feel that this was a really serious topic in the Terrace House lore.
Yeah,
I'm really not prepared to talk about this.
But it deserved to be acknowledged, and that's why we did this.
Yeah,
tonight.
And we're gonna keep you up.
That's why we did this.
Up to speed with any new developments that comes out. So just be if this interests you, just listen to future episodes. I'm sure we'll probably open up if anything develops with this news story. We'll open up the next few episodes with any news that comes out.
Basically, if you like Terrace House, fucking subscribe. And come with us on this journey. Let's do it.
Fucking subscribe.
Fucking subscribe. You say it too, Colin.
Fucking subscribe. Smash that like button.
Oh, woo! God. Why'd you have to go that far?
Anyway.
I hate this. But
now that everyone's left.
We're going to wrap this up here. But I don't know. Check back on Tuesdays. That's when we normally post.
We'll see you Tuesday. Bye.
Follow us on Instagram at Tadimagram, on Twitter at Tadimapod, and check out our YouTube channel, Facebook group, and brand new Discord server, all linked in the show notes.